And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have the entire team from CCA California. We have Wayne, Chris, and Tony here to talk about CCA California and some exciting news breaking right now about what's happening for future here in CCA California. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, today's going to be a great show. Packed house. We got the whole team in here today.
Yeah, we do. And great to have you in here. Back together with you, Rick, for the last couple weeks.
I know. Yeah, Pete came in and said, like, hey, it's good to see you again. I'm like, that's right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Been a minute.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. We have the entire team.
Yeah.
The manage, shall we say the management team? Because it takes a village, actually, for CCA and CCA California. But the guys who kind of oversee everything, especially our Big Daddy Chief Wayne, is here. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you. And you brought the rest of your team with you here. And Chris, good morning. Always great to have you.
Good morning. That's actually exactly what I call Wayne every day.
Big Daddy Chief. Yeah, Big Daddy Chief. Yeah. And then the newest addition, Tony.
Hi, well,
yeah,
hi, thank
good morning.
You.
Great to have you. And what's it like working with these crazy guys, Tony?
I feel super fortunate.
Yeah.
Super, super fortunate. I got brought on early last month, so I'm still in the month and a half of being around these guys, but the amount of knowledge that I've learned already, you know, is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's great.
But, yeah, they're awesome to learn from, so
yeah.
I'm stoked.
Well, we're all stoked to have you as part of the team, too. And you come with quite the background in fishing, right? Tell us about that.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I was super fortunate, you know, for me growing up, my dad having a business in Alaska, you know, that's what we grew up being accustomed to, you know?
You grew up in Alaska?
Partially.
Uh-huh.
So my dad, you know, we would spend our summers and some winters up there, and then we would, you know, do the snowbird thing down here, and we'd go to school. I have, you know, my mom, my two brothers, and I, so we'd go to school down here. We grew up in Orange County, and then every summer, every winter, that's what we did. We went up to Alaska, and we didn't vacation. You know, we didn't come back from school with tans. We were all super white, and we, you know, were super active. Active up there with my dad.
What part of Alaska?
Seward.
In Seward. Cool. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So super fortunate to
fish
to,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So super fortunate to do that up there, and you know, a little bit after high school, was able to hop on a sport boat up there, and eventually come down here and work on boats. That's the long and short end of that story.
Yeah. And are you still, are you full-time now with CCA, so yes. You're not working on the boats anymore?
Correct.
So your dad ran a charter business in Seward?
He had a couple businesses up there, but I worked for another family friend of ours that they had a fishing outfit, and they had a lodge. So initially I worked in the lodge, and I remember looking on the dock at all these deckhands, because Alaska's seasonal, right? So you have 90 days to make your bread and butter for the year if you're lucky. And I just remember seeing all the deckhands coming, you know, off the trip and into a cab going up to Anchorage to never come back. And I told the owners of the lodge, I'm like, I will outlast every single one of those deckhands. So they said, sure, we'll try you. And I ended up being there that whole season. And they're like, okay, great. When are you coming back?
Oh, that's cool.
So I
good
ended up doing that for handful of years. Would go up there in the summer to make money in the summer to afford to go to college, and
sure.
Then I would go up in the winter, just, you know, miscellaneous, any kind of work basically is what I was looking for when I was up there. So
hard work up there.
It is for a short period of time. It's a lot.
Yeah. Now what's harder, working as a deckhand in Seward or working in a deckhand on one of the San Diego sport boats?
Down here.
Down here.
Yeah.
A lot harder.
Yeah, it's just a different style of fishing. It's a different pace. You know, obviously the season runs a lot longer down here.
Especially now, yeah.
Yeah, especially now, you know. So being up there, you're, like I said, you're lucky if you have 3, maybe 4 months, depending on the salmon, depending on the type of season. There was
sure.
1 year, can't remember, 2018, 2019, it was record-breaking heat that had swept through that state, and there were fires everywhere. The conditions were just awful, and the average sea temperature during that season was around 75, which is what it is here, you know, in summertime.
Crazy.
So all the halibut left. There was, you know, there was some halibut being caught, but the longline guys were catching them in 900 plus feet of water.
Wow.
You know, and for sport boats up there, you don't fish for halibut that deep.
No.
Maybe 400 feet, 500 feet, but for them to just completely flee was...
That what a crazy deal.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you on the team, and I know, Chris, you're very relieved to have her helping out, right?
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, ever since she got hired early November, she's been a huge asset for all of us, has really struck a chord with all of our volunteers, all of our chapter leadership, and really it's just been fantastic. And, you know, it was definitely much needed relief in a perfect time, and especially going into 24 with so much good stuff happening. It's a good move.
How many chapters now?
So we are up to 9 chapters.
Wow,
great.
Yeah, our newest one being all the way up in Morro Bay.
Nice.
Poor Tony, her very first week, we actually took her to Morro Bay.
Yeah, Chris was like, hey, you know, I know it's your first week, you don't have to go, but we're potentially going to get a charter started up in Morro Bay. I'm like, okay, yes. When are we leaving?
And Morro Bay's a cool place.
It is.
And it's home of Harold Davis. I mean, after all, right?
Yeah.
And of course, Harold Davis and myself couldn't make that trip because we had conflicting things, so I had to send them up there to start the charter.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, Wayne, you were doing it all from the start since we started CCA California. When did
2015?
And then now you have Chris, and now you have Tony. So now you're going to have more time to go golfing and and fishing, and
sure.
You're not going to have.
Let's just hold that.
You're just going to be able to cruise around. But Wayne is like the busiest guy I know. Is it taking some of the heat off you having some great people associated?
Well, obviously it's going to help because they can take over the chapter development, the memberships, the fundraising, and those kind of events. But government relations alone is more than a full-time job.
Yeah.
And that piece of it has just grown exponentially as we've grown, yeah. and taken on more of the opportunities to represent the anglers here in California.
Yeah.
So, you know, that pressure hasn't gone away. I mean, I got off the boat off my 8-day and went right to the Fish and Game Commission meeting right down here for the last few days. So
that's right. Yeah.
So
since you brought it up, you just came off the Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris 8-day trip, and great hosts. Had a whole. How did everybody like all that swag we sent on?
Oh my God!
Apco,
they get coming out of the bag, right?
Yeah.
She had Gamakatsu and Apco Cigar. Right?
Yeah, Gamakatsu gave hooks to everybody,
which were the perfect hook.
Yeah, were they?
Perfect hook. That Nautilus circle hook and with a little bait was perfect for the fish that we were catching.
That's cool.
Absolutely perfect.
And how was your weather?
A little windy. We had that north wind follow us down and a little bit of bump on the way down.
Yeah.
And it stuck around for most of the trip. So coming uphill was a little bit weird. But, you know, it's fishing, right? You don't want it flat calm either out there because everything goes away.
I do.
It happened on the last day.
Yeah.
We're like, wow, look at this lake. It's beautiful.
That's pretty nice. And fishing was good. You came back with a lot of fish.
You had
a big processing bill.
Yeah, that happens. But, you know, it was weird because we had that wahoo for almost a month on the trip.
And our trip had died. It was epic.
It turned off on our trip. Yeah, there was no wahoo to be seen, unfortunately. And that was the one thing I really, really, really wanted out there. But we had yellowfin and yellowfin and the bluefin were underneath of it. We had a little bit of Dorado, yellowtail. Every kind of ground fish, lingcod you can think of, you know, that kind of fishing. So it's a great trip. Everybody came home with just sackfuls of fish. You know, and we caught no troll fish of all things. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It's so unbelievable. It's such a weird thing because you expect to just have those things flying off, you know, on the troll and the wahoo and then that zone.
You guys have that good big Dorado fishing that's been going on down there?
It was off and on.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it was last year by any means. We had a few, but they were more of a bycatch than it was a full-on bite. So, again, it was just conditions changing.
Yeah.
Bait galore. You should have seen the size of the max down there and the scads. They looked like torpedoes in the water.
Wow.
And they were by the thousands around the boat.
That's cool.
And you couldn't even get through them half the time. And then if you got through them, then you had bonita or skipjack down below that. To get the other fish. So,
Were you getting pestered by marlin?
Not at all.
Yeah. Marlin fishing down there has been different this year, huh?
Yeah. We did see a lot of it live, though. We had huge turtles and dolphin and big whales, you know, right by the boat and all that kind of life. It was beautiful.
That's great. Yeah. So, and you're signed up to host our Let's Talk Hookup trip next year for the 8-day December.
And I thank you again.
Right.
All right.
December 10th
through the 18th.
It's a little later. December 10th through 18th. Which could bode well for your wahoo fishing.
Could.
Yeah. Certainly you're going to catch some fish.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, fun times on that boat.
Yeah.
How do you not have fun times on the Royal Polaris?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Especially if Roy running the boat, right?
Never stops laughing. That guy cracks everybody up.
Yeah. No, he's
his favorite saying on the trip was, "It's delicious."
So, Chris, big, big announcement here for CCA. You know, as we've been building CCA together with everybody out there that's been participating with CCA, one of the goals was always to have a star tournament. And it's going to happen in 2024,
hey.
Right?
Yeah, 2024. This has been, I'd say, probably at least a 2 or 3 year project of ours, having a star tournament. If you're familiar with CCA in other states, they have this massive tournament, Memorial Day to Labor Day. You know, just in Texas alone, I was back there about 2.5 months ago, and just to give volume to the prizes that they hand out, they had 5 center console boats in their parking lot waiting for the winners to pick them up.
Wow.
The kicker was they actually had to go visit the local Ford dealership to go pick up their brand new trucks that went with the new boats.
Wow.
So we're bringing a little bit of flavor like that to California next year. Thanks to West Coast Marine, Nick Kelly and his team, we have an 18-foot Parker as our grand prize next year.
Get out of here.
With
how cool is that?
150 Yamaha.
Yep.
Same boat I have. Yeah, which is the upgraded motor. It's not the 115, it's the 150, which makes that thing fly.
And a trailer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And a trailer. So,
and a trailer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is about a $50,000 package, right?
Yes, more or less, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
That's...
So,
It's a big deal. It's yeah. a big deal. So we're treating it as such, and we also have 9 other grand prizes lined up as well, all including a trips to, you know, everywhere from La Paz to Alaska to Costa Rica and everything mixed in between. We're going to release a lot more details after the first of the year, but it's a big deal, and we're stoked to have it.
And this is going to be like a 3-month tournament, right?
Yeah, so Memorial Day to Labor Day is the basic concept. So uh-huh. basically, the way that we're going to do it in California, usually in other states they do it by tagged redfish. This go-around in California, we're actually going to do it as a qualifying entry fish for 5 different species. And then as long as you catch a qualifying fish, you're into the drawing for the boat. So
you'll have multiple chances to enter the
yep,
to win.
Multiple chances. The only
now is it, so all the prizes continuously you'll be having multiple chances to win all the prizes, or are there particular categories?
So all of the prizes, or every species or every category, is going to be eligible for all the prizes.
Okay.
So a bass could be eligible for the boat just as much as a bluefin tuna can,
gotcha.
As long as you reach that qualifying length. And then the kicker is we're actually having weekly prizes as well, where those are going to be your rod and reel combos, your premium rods, your gift certs, your AFCO packs, all that stuff happening. There's 14 weeks between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Each week we're giving away a prize pack, premium prize pack, to those who enter fish that week for qualifying
oh, nice.
Fish. So you get by drawing again, yeah. Yeah. So it's a big deal. We're really looking forward to that. And, yeah, it's been... Gosh, I think 2 or 3 years, right, Wayne? I think
at least.
Yeah,
we've been talking it for a while. It's just how do you get enough? How do you get enough support and volume to be able to get it kicked off? And think about it: if you're going to give something as big away as a $50,000 boat, you better have your tournament figured out.
Yeah, yeah. And a Parker at that with the Yamaha.
Yeah, how exciting,
right?
Yeah,
yes. That's pretty sweet, sweet rig. So. So multiple species, and so one person could go out and catch 100 qualifying fish and have 100 chances to win?
Not necessarily. So the limitation is 2 entries per category per day. So if you go out and you're a bass guy, you can go catch your 2 qualifying bass. And, you know, more, you know, as per usual in Southern California in July and August when there's bluefin 3 miles off the beach,
yeah.
you can go do that. Catch 2 bluefin and get 2 more entries that way. The 5 different species are tuna, which is bluefin, yellowfin, big eye, and bonita. And there's also saltwater bass, so sandy, spotties, and calicos. And then California halibut and yellowtail and white sea bass. So any of those can get you a boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's no limitation to how many fish you can enter.
Correct. As long as it's the no more than those 2 per day.
Per day.
But the following day, you could hopefully get lucky and get 2 more and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And the great part is you do it across an electronic app.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
As long as you're a member and you have signed up and paid the fee to participate in the tournament, then all you have to do is apply the fish through the app.
And is it by length, weight, or how does it work?
Qualifying length.
Qualifying length.
Yeah, so each category has a specific length. So, for example, a calico bass is 18 inches. Catch an 18-inch bass, you're in. You're into the drawing.
And you submit it with a picture?
With a picture via the Fishing Chaos app.
Okay.
So it's, as long as you download the Fishing Chaos app, take a picture of it, your picture is geotagged and
picture
all that.
With the ruler on the fish?
With the measuring device that we send to you.
Okay, and it has to be a qualifying measuring device.
Correct.
A CCA-supported measuring device.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay,
yeah.
And how much is it to enter the tournament?
That's the best part, $40.
That's it?
No,
that
no way.
Is it.
Yeah.
$40, wow. And you have to be a member of CCA.
Yeah. No brainer.
So if you're not, it's $80. But
yeah. So you enter. So you join CCA for $40, you enter the tournament for $40, and mm-hmm. then you're a member of CCA and you're in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And you're actually going to be able to see the boat at the shows coming up.
Yes.
And that's going to be a big deal for us. And we're basically going to offer a special show package for Star, the Star Show package, for $80. So basically, with your entry, with your membership, and you're going to get a swag bag and a T-shirt and all kinds of good stuff, At the show. So we're, wow. we're looking
So you're
going to
be at the Bart Hall, Long Beach, Bart Hall, Del Mar, as well as the PCS show in March?
All of them.
All
we're actually going to 5 shows this year.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
What are the other two?
Pomona Boat Show, the okay. Bart Hall Boat the Show, Bart Hall Boat and then we're also going to be the Central Valley Sportsman Show up in Bakersfield, too, in March.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony, you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne's out on the golf course.
I was going to say, yeah. smoking cigars and yeah. tasting rums.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, and we just haven't even entered into all the different things that CCA does for all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I mean, this team covers yeah. everything. This is it, and it's going to be a great show, and it's going to be your opportunity to talk to the team from CCA. And if you want to join us this morning, man, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. Again, the text the show option, not even new to Let's Talk Hookup anymore, so popular. If you want to text your questions into the show for anybody here from CCA, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, no BS. It's a great way to listen to the show. You can catch all the archive shows if you missed anything. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see one of the first options is text the show. Make sure that you include your contact info as well at the end of the show, because if you win the big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter to the show is going to win an AFTCO prize package that includes a $100 assortment of the brand new AFTCO Blue Fever lures and an AFTCO knife bag kit that includes two of the brand new AFTCO Boker fillet knives. So again, the kit includes $100 worth of all the new gear, all the new new lures that they're making,
lures. Fantastic lures.
And the AFTCO knife bag and two knives to go
right.
in the bag.
It's a $250 prize there.
Yeah. More than that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
right.
if you're including the bag. Like,
and the knives.
Yeah, and the lures. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think you're closer to three bills. But anyways, a really, really nice prize pack.
Super great from AFCO.
Yeah, for one lucky caller or texter. Again, text the show through the app. Phone number's 213-432-1090. We only have one phone line still available, so get that one quick. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the team from CCA on the Mighty Air 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hillbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Haida-Gwaii, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure from our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip. We strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 15, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents with a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, that didn't take long. Every single phone line packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the crew from CCA. Again, going to be a great morning if you want to get through. It's 213-432-1090. Lots of text pouring through already. Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Wow, good morning, everybody. First of all, congratulations, Tony. Welcome to CCA. And Wayne, Chris, you guys do an amazing job. And I'm sure you're very glad to have Tony on board with you.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Don.
And Don does so much for CCA, too. He's one of those guys that...
And his wife.
Really, and his wife, yeah.
All-star.
Yeah, all-star helper for sure.
Absolutely. Also,
and that's what makes CCA happen.
Totally.
Guys like Don.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Hey, my question is for Wayne. And Wayne, you literally are all over California's map as far as helping out, keeping us abreast about what's going on with legislation and impacts that could affect all of us that love to fish. So my question for you, Wayne, is what's the one bit of legislation, changes in fishing rules, whatever, that's on your mind most of the time right now?
The biggest one that's going to affect the most people right now is going to be groundfish. We're struggling with how to manage through a process that's a little bit broken right now. You guys have seen that the depth changes have happened. The bag restrictions are coming down. We're missing data, and we're having problems with the models. When there's missing data, they have to use it, then it's not accurate. And if it's not accurate, then bad information in is bad information out, but yet they have to be conservative on their approach to management. And that's why we're getting stuck with the quillback and the copper and the vermilion and all of that. We're trying to figure out how to get that fixed. We're being proactive on it, but that one's always on my mind. How do we give them enough staff? How do we fix the models? How do we do enough input? SAC is doing a really good job using sport boats to help with collection of information that's missing, along with the CCA FRP project. They're now starting to do some collection of biological data. All those things are going to help us. But that one right there isn't just an easy problem. If you noticed, Noah just put quillback on the list. So we just have some things that we got to get through before we can move forward. And that's on the federal species. State's a whole different issue.
Yeah, so that's where groundfish gets confused, because it's right. Federally managed. But yet... this week at the Fish and Game Commission meeting, there was a lot of groundfish talk, right? Why
there
is
was.
That?
Because what happens is that what they do on the Fed side has to do with federal regulations. The state can always do more regulations. They just can't do less. And what we're trying to do is certain people got hurt through unintended consequences of action. The department thought they were trying to help us by giving us deeper depths to get us open access out there. But what happened was it hurt the inshore people. It hurt the kayakers. It hurt the half-day boats. Of the way that they fish and having access out to the water. It hurt people like Morro Bay and Avila because right. The quillback don't come down that far yet, but they were in that management zone, and they got regulated out. And so they're getting hurt, and we're trying to figure out how to fix those things, but it doesn't happen right away. So it's all of these factors. What we did at Groundfish here was explaining that to them, the unintended consequences and the action. Now, the department in California is trying to figure out how to get a 20-fathom line. There isn't one that exists right now. But that's to try to open up the inshore market to fishing. and then close 20 to 50 because that's where the quillback are, and open 50 later for the deep water, you know, ground fish. But that's something that we had to figure out, and we're working with the department to try to get that done.
And this is why we need CCA to interact, to put some sense into these regulations, because otherwise it'd just be, okay, this is the way we're going to do it, and then Gwen and Chris and Tony go in there and go, wait a minute, this is what fishermen need, and this is what we need.
Yeah, because this may sound a little complicated. I mean, just your description was perfect, but I mean, it for sure sounds more complicated than just go fishing. But the other alternative can be like, well, we need to save this particular thing, so we're just going to shut everything down.
Right. Which is where they were, right? I mean, and that's historically kind of how it went. And the thing about it is CCA is a grassroots organization. Why we talk about membership and why we need people participating is, this is a big state. It's at least three major fisheries between North Central and South. And we cannot be everywhere. We try. I mean, you see me, I'm driving up and down the state, but I can't be everywhere. So we need people to provide input during certain times to help us, because they're going to know their fishery better. They're going to know what's happening in their fishery.
Absolutely.
They're going to be able to give us guidance so that we can make the recommendations in during these processes.
Yeah.
Right?
And at the SAC party on Wednesday night, the commissioner was there from the
executive director
of the Fish and Game Commission.
Yeah, most
and she was listening.
Absolutely,
I mean, she was listening.
She's very
open
to what
Matt
we're
Everingham
trying to
was
do.
There, and she's listening to him, listening to Wayne.
Craig Schumann, head of the Marine Division for CDFW, was there.
Yeah,
and we've been talking. I mean, we're all trying to work together, but it's not a simple solution. Director Bonham was in the meeting this week, and he sat there and said, I don't have a solution to these very complex problems.
Yeah.
So
that's why you have to provide the input from the angler's side.
Yeah.
And say, here's what is really the reality of the whole
thing. Well, it's the reality of what's going on, and my big focus has been, how do we fix the problems, right? Try to be proactive in fixing it, not just standing there bitching about the problem that it is and how they're, you know, screwing us or whatever during the process, because that doesn't help anybody.
No.
So how do you creatively figure it out? A good example, look at the Calcod Conservation Area. Calcod's been deemed rebuilt 70 years ahead of time. The Calcod Conservation Area is closed for 20 years. But they weren't doing anything to open it, and there's no reason to have it closed anymore. We worked behind the scenes with Environmental Community Rec, Commercial, CDFW. All of us got together. We figured it out. We're going to have 7 high spots close to ground to bottom contact, but the rest of it's opening up, and it's going to happen. It's in play right now.
And will that happen in 24?
It is.
Wow.
That's great.
So April of 24.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm waiting for NOAA to dry the ink on the documents. But yes, it's in play. We've got it voted through. They just have to implement it. But the Calcod Conservation Area, after 20 years, is going to get opened. That's huge.
Oh, I can taste it already.
Stay away from the Calcod. The Calcod doesn't have a bag.
Calcod's not open. You just get to fish.
You get the fish in there. Oh, now I'm really
disappointed. Baby steps. Baby steps.
You're not tasting it quite yet.
Baby steps. Trust me, that is on my list. I want a bag limit.
But you can fish in the Calcod conservation zones for other species.
It's coming up.
And then release Calcod if you do catch them in there.
There is one thing that we did petition as a proactive step to help our side and our conservation efforts, which is we put a petition in that you have to carry a descending device on your boat. We're not saying you have to use it yet, but you have to start carrying them. And then hopefully you start using it. We got to get the mindset of the anglers to the conservation side. If you're going to go rock fishing, especially as you go deeper, you need to be able
you
to descend
those. You must be in possession of a
descending device.
If that's the key to opening up more zone and more fishery, man, that's a
exactly right.
Stupid small price to get to pay to
save
do that,
the fishery
no doubt.
When you're not able to get away from the small ones, descend them down so they survive, so you have a future, right?
Totally.
I mean, it's about conservation and sustainability of our sport, and it's working. The department just put it in their reg package for groundfish for next year, so hopefully we're going to get it in here pretty quick.
Is there a star tournament entry for groundfish or no? That's not in there.
Not this year. Unfortunately, but it's potentially in the future.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, I have a great text here from Robert. He didn't say where he's from, so please be sure when you send a text to say where you're from. So we like to say Robert from wherever, right? Good morning, crew. CCA crew, just had to thank Wayne and Chris for all you do, and welcome Tony to the team. Have enjoyed Tony's sport fishing reports on BD and look forward to all the great things that she will do with CCA. Thanks, and still thanks for all you do.
So appreciate that.
You're a fan.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's really cool, yeah. So you do reports on BD?
Yeah, every I try to do it every week. This time of year, you know, it gets a little tough. You know, I can only talk about half-day rockfish and long-range trips so much. So, yeah, typically the last couple of years I've been doing them every week, and it's just a roundup of what the sport boat's doing, what's working. And this off-season, this winter, I'll be doing something different. So the video I just posted the other day, I just said whatever, you know, all the listeners want to hear me talk about, you know, provided in the comments, and it is just flooded with a bunch of content that I'll get to do this off season.
Keep it rolling when the sport boats aren't.
And it's little things like boat. There's recommendations for boat tours and, you know, like boat walkthroughs, talking to the tackle shop, what to wear. One a lot of bay bass fishing. Did not know a lot of people wanted some info on bay bass, so I'm not an expert on bay bass, unfortunately, but I'll be bringing someone in to help me out. Yeah, I'll find someone. So it'll be great. That's going awesome. Into this off season.
Yeah, speaking of bay bass are included in the Star Tournament.
Yep.
So if you don't even have to leave the bay to be a part of the Star Tournament.
That is correct. Yeah.
So you can get sand bass, spotted bay bass, calicos, whatever, and just stay in the bay and submit.
You don't even have to get on a boat.
Think
about it. The whole point of this was to make enough species that you could do it from shore, pier, jetty, all the way out.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want a sport boat, you might as well be signed up because you're going to catch fish, and you might as well start tagging those and putting them into the tournament, right?
I mean, so if you like to go with Fred on the daily double every day, and you could submit two a day.
Exactly.
Going half-day fishing.
Yeah, and all of our chapters are actually going to have charters within that star time frame too. So we're going to have multiple trips, charters up and down the coast. Opportunities and star entry is included in those prices. So we're going to have plenty of opportunities to enter in the tournament.
That's cool. Hey, we've got a great text come through. This is from John in Rancho San Diego. Really appreciate all the great things that you guys are doing for CCA and your advocacy and presence on the show today. In addition to helping out financially through donations, what are other things that I can do to help support the cause? That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Awesome. Great question, John. Other than financially, you know, spreading the word, becoming a member, staying a member, also volunteering. We need a lot of help with volunteers, with not only through the show season, but also throughout the rest of the year with banquets and events and charters. And I just mentioned we're going to have a whole bunch of charters sign up for those trips. They're super fun. You know, we really don't have that guy that sticks on the corner or anything like that, any mean people, you know, other than, you know, a few others from our side, but we can manage those. But aside from that, you know, really just participating, getting involved, sharing our stuff on social media, you know, things like that. It really does help.
Cool. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And thank you guys for everything you do. And, you know, it's it's amazing to watch things open up like they did this year with the different depths and things like that. And that's all, you know, kudos to you guys. So a couple questions is, I mean, it's awesome that we're going to have more things that we can fish with you guys, because I know last year we lost the challenge, and that was a lot of fun. I always compete against the other boats and stuff. But I get stuff from, and can you participate in the other states or districts? Like Florida's got a big one for a big boat and stuff like that, and they have raffles that I see that you can enter in. Is that something that's is legit, or is that you know, somebody trying to take your money?
No, it is absolutely legit. I know CCA Florida, CCA Texas has all kinds of raffles like that. They just gave away another boat just a couple weeks ago, I think. And they are absolutely legit. And, you know, as long as you're following all the rules to their contests and California law and all that, I mean, it's fair game. You can absolutely participate in a CCA Florida event or Texas or any other CCA state. It's going to a good cause anyway.
CCA started in Texas.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's huge in Texas.
It is massive.
Yeah, and it's huge in Florida.
So just to give you a picture, banquets here, we attract maybe a couple hundred people or so. Banquets out there attract a couple thousand people.
Wow.
It's absolutely massive. And those are the smaller ones.
Yeah.
There's plenty of that all around the state. And also Florida, too. They have a massive following as well.
But think about how we've grown in how many years, Wayne?
Eight years.
I mean, it's going to happen here, California. There's enough population base and enough fishing here that we may not rival Texas or Florida, but we're going to be pretty big.
We're expected to. That's what they're saying. But, you know, you're absolutely right, Pete. As we continue the trek north, we're going to get membership behind us, and we're going to actually grow in numbers more so than we already are. And, you know, as we creep outside of Southern California into Central California and Northern California, it's going to be great. It's going to be good.
Especially now that we have a star tournament in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to really grow things and get people more participating.
Yeah.
For $40, you're going to be going fishing anyways. You're going to be fishing all season anyways.
Mm-hmm.
For $40 and your membership to CCA, how are you not going to have a shot at winning a $50,000 Parker?
And you can, virtually every fish you catch is a contender.
Potentially.
That's so cool.
It doesn't have to be big.
It doesn't have to be a certain slot length or anything.
It seems like you're making it a very achievable. It's not a dink. Like it needs to be a worthy fish, but it's a very achievable.
So Neil's not going to win everything.
Right.
Yeah.
When you get a month-long tournament, that's the first thing I thought of. Like, oh, Neil's going to win
it. Neil's going to win it all. Everybody's got a shot, just like Neil does, right?
Yeah.
213-432-1090, open right now. It's been a busy morning. There's your chance to get through. I have a great text here, and it's from John in San Diego, and a lot of support for CCA. Hi, this is John from San Diego. I'm a member of CCA. Question is, what is going to be the organization's biggest challenge in 2024? That's a good question.
Wow. Yeah. Organization-wise, biggest challenge. You know, it's always comes down to our cores, you know, membership and fundraising. That's always a constant challenge of ours, trying to, you know, get more people involved, trying to get not only, you know, in our events, but also participating on the government side, too. There's only one of Wayne, unfortunately. I mean, if you actually, to Don's point earlier, if you go to Google Maps, there's actually a Wayne tracker with his little face and all that.
A Wayne tracker.
You follow him up and down the state.
So he's moving.
Yeah, always moving. But, you know, really getting involved trying to get more people involved has always been a struggle of ours.
Yes.
And you can do it in so many different ways. We offer all those avenues for, you know, depending on your skill set. If you have a constant interest in government relations, great, fantastic. If you just want to volunteer some time for a couple hours a year, fantastic. Well, we'd love to have you.
And that's what makes CCA what it is the volunteers, is the people that
grassroots.
Help out, the
yes.
grassroots people, yeah. How do you see, Wayne, how do you see Tony playing into all of this that you guys are doing?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
It's all on her shoulders now.
Oh, boy, Tony, come on. I mean, what's your thought? I mean, what do you see yourself doing?
Oh, that's a heavy-handed question, guys. Let me
2024,
this one.
No pressure.
No, I mean, I think my goals have kind of shifted a little bit. You know, going a month ago, where I saw myself is different than where I see myself now going into, right? So since seeing the evolution of a new chapter and potentially getting more chapters, you know, these are things that, as I'm first starting, I think for me is integral into my success in the future, you know? That's a heavy, heavy question.
Yeah, but it comes down to the basics, question. Right? We always talk about chapter development, membership growth, fundraising. Fundraising will then parlay into government relations efforts that we can expand into. We're going to continue to work our hatchery program. We're always looking for habitat programs. We will continue to work with all the clubs and everybody in Rolo on kids programs. We take our vets out because we take them very seriously and always want to reward them. So there's always those basic core elements that we try to stay within.
Yeah, so you got a lot to do.
Yeah.
There's plenty to do and a lot for me to learn. So.
Yeah,
that's going to be exciting. Hey, if you like to fish for tuna, but this is the time, or this is the hook for you. And just like Wayne was talking about earlier, if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks already, you're missing the bites and you're missing opportunities. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not too oversized of a wire gauge. Both come in ringed or non-ringed options. You can see your local tackle dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more with the crew from CCA. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hello, anglers. It's not often second chances become reality when we are fishing. However, sometimes a second chance happens when you least expect it. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and several years ago, we raffled off Rollo's custom CalStar jig stick. The winner, Cliff Friend, was a longtime supporter of the Rollo program, and the family has just donated this rod back to us. Friends of Rollo is going to give someone a second chance to own Rollo's personal jig stick. Entering Rollo's rod raffle is easy. Simply purchase a book of 2024 grand raffle tickets, and you will get an entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on December 24th. What better Christmas present to give yourself than a piece of fishing history? Books and tickets are $200, and Friends of Rollo will give each person that buys a book 5 tickets free. Tickets can be purchased by contacting us at win@rollokids.org or by calling 951-264-7382. On behalf of all of us at Friends of Rollo, good luck.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. searchersportfishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. There's one line available right now you can get through.
Yeah, for sure. And you have a chance to win that AFCO prize package, which
cool
is just, you know, those the lures, the Blue Fever lures are amazing.
Yeah.
Casting lures, trolling lures, everything about it. But I'm really excited about throwing those at Calico Bass.
So, yeah, it depends on what your kit includes. You know, they've got a lot of those dart-style jigs, both
right.
the crossbreed and the hybrid, which, you know, are like your traditional dart-style jig, but all come with really good hardware. They've got the swimmer.
Don't have to change the hooks out.
Yeah, they've got the swimmer, which is a really nice subsurface walker-type bait. The trembler, which is like a little mini marauder-style lure. They just, you know, I mean, and then obviously the jerk baits were probably the most popular of all their new stuff. They just did a really good job. There's a lot of really cool stuff.
Tried them all
really
on the
cool
trip.
Stuff.
Every one of them caught fish.
Yeah?
Every one of them.
All right.
They are solid.
They are solid. Yeah. And like I say, don't have to change the hooks out.
I thought that was really smart.
Hardware is really good hardware. And then the other thing, too, is that new thing that they came out, the AFCO knife bag kit that includes two knives. So it's the really cool AFCO knife bag that you can take, have on your boat or take with you wherever you go. And then it includes two of those Boker German stainless steel knives in the kit. So,
that's cool.
So it's a really nice package thanks to AFCO and the good people over there. So if you want to get through, have a chance to win that, 213-432-1090. Chris, I want to ask you, I know you and Tony do a podcast every Friday for CCA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've been doing the podcast for, gosh, I think 2 years now, and it's been going great. We've been doing it remotely for about 2 years up up until we moved into our brand new office. We built a brand new studio and all that. And now we do it every Friday. And we're actually going to, starting in 24, we're going to put it on YouTube as well. So we'll have a video component to our podcast, so you can actually see and interact with Tony and I and our other co-host, Darren. And it's been going great. We have all kinds of guests every single week, and it's fun. It's really fun.
And so how do people find it?
So it's available pretty much wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify as well, and now on YouTube.
And so and it's just wherever, and you don't have to listen live. You can listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I channel Pete. I channel my inner Pete in me every week on all my episodes. So, but yeah, it's every week typically content. And the beauty about having Tony on is basically between, especially during show season, it's so tough to get in the studio and actually record content. Beauty about adding another co-host is there shouldn't be any excuse for not having content every week.
So you get fresh sport, and you get the fresh sport boat info.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Strategical. Strategical.
Yeah, for sure. And it's CCA based. Talk about fishing as well as see what's going on with CCA.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk all day long about advocacy and everything like that, but it's boring. I'll be brutally honest. It's super boring. So we try and keep it light, talk about all the newest trends, all of the, all the tackle recommendations, and all of our expert guests, too. They have a story to tell as well. And so it's a little bit of a different method to where we're getting behind the curtain a little bit with all of our guests. And it's been super fun. We've had you on, Pete, a couple years ago. We need to invite you back in our studio there.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, you too, Rick.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you have a great text?
Yeah, I thought so. This one was for Tony. It says, Tony, my real question, one, wanted to welcome you to the CCA team, but my real question is I want to know what your standout halibut and lingcod were from all your time in Alaska. That was from Ellie from Costa Mesa.
The biggest one I personally caught start to finish, it was around 75-80 pounds. But the biggest one I've seen was around 3. It was 334 to be exact.
It's a real
334.
Three times you.
Yeah.
That's a giant one.
It was. When you see them, they're. I mean,
they're
take up sports
fueling.
It's just a massive fish. You know, their fluke, their tail fin alone is foot and a half, 2 feet, something like that. You know, it's like as wide as this table.
Yeah.
You know?
They're beasts.
But they're so beautiful.
Yeah,
you know,
are.
for a fish to get that big, and they're so obscure looking. But lingcod, I think lingcod was on that list. Biggest lingcod, I think we weighed, it was 52, 53, something like that. Sea dragon. Yeah, for sure, sea dragon. Yeah,
that is for sure. I have another great text here. It says, "Good morning, Pete, Wayne, and it's Arnold from Santee, going on a 3/4 inch trip on the Dial Pacific, deep 500+ feet. Which descending device can I purchase for this trip? And thanks for all you do, Wayne. Any ideas on that?
Sequalizer.
The Sequalizer.
It's the best one, and you can make sure you get the one that goes to 300 feet.
Yeah.
It's the deepest one.
So explain the Sequalizer, because it's a unique device.
Yeah, the Sequalizer is the one that releases at depth, so you can set it. They have one that goes 50, 100, 150, and then they have one that goes 100, 200, 300. You set the dial, and then it releases at the right pressure. So, and then you got to make sure you have enough, the right amount of weight on there to descend your fish.
Depending on how big a fish. So some of those big boccaccio that you catch, hard to get them to descend.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so you need a lot of weight. So make sure you carry enough. I mean, 24 ounces isn't enough sometimes.
You know, I tell everybody, if we seriously want to keep doing this whole descending device, private boat, if you had a downrigger in the old days, perfect device for that. Right. Yeah. If you have an electric reel that you bought because we've been doing all this bluefin and kite fishing and all that, perfect device for that. Put the big ball on there and drop them down and, you know, just make it easy. Push the button. Otherwise, 400, 300 feet down and winding is a long way.
Yeah.
With a lot of weight. We're going to go back to the old days with the reel plate. Remember with the 15 pin?
Yeah.
The big 5-pound weights.
And bicycle handle.
Yeah, exactly.
A 5-pound cod bar will pull down the biggest bocage, no problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
Clip the thing on, drop it down. Like you say, if you got an electric reel, put it in the rod holder, bring it back up. And again, sure, it's a pain in the butt, but it's not that big of a deal.
No.
And will the Sequalizer handle that?
Yeah.
A big bar like that?
I'm sure. I still have that same rock lease that we
the
have.
Rock,
from
I have a rock
like,
lease, too.
It's easy. It's easy and it's fast. I know that Sequalizer is even better, but that rock lease is cheap and effective, and it works great, and that's what we've always used, and really happy with it.
And it's not a bad idea to have a backup one on the boat, because you can lose them, too. So.
And you can garage fab one of them. I mean, there's all kinds of ways.
Typically, to descend, you can just take a J-hook upside down, crimp the barb, and just snell it and put it in line.
A lot of the sport boats use milk crates that are weighted, too, because they can take multiple fish and descend them with the milk crate and then flip them upside down and let them out that way. So that's another option, too. Lots of ways to descend the rock fish. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time? We talked to Dave. Dave's calling us from Anza this morning. Morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody there. Say, I really appreciate all the work you're doing there with the CCA. I'm a member of the CCA, and I'm also a member of the NRA. And whenever we have an election coming up, like we do this next year, I get plenty of information from the NRA about who's running for office, who's with us, and those that are against us. I know you're probably not going to make an endorsement on the air here, but how come we don't get information from the CCA about people running for office that they're going to be on our side so we can support them?
There's a very good reason for that. We are a 501c3 charity group, and 501c3s cannot back political candidates.
Ah.
We can lobby in up to a certain effort, but we cannot back a political. You have to have a PAC unit to be able to back a candidate. So we absolutely have to stay away from any of that.
Yeah.
So that's the easy answer.
That's a good question, though, Dave.
Yeah,
thanks a
totally
lot for the
was.
Phone call this morning. I have a great text here from Kalani in San Diego. It says, good morning. Does CCA offer lifetime memberships?
Absolutely. So lifetime membership starts at $1,000. You do have the option to actually break that up into quarterly payments, so up to $50. But if someone was interested in becoming a life member, I would say hold off until the shows. We're going to offer offering.
Which aren't far away.
Yeah.
I mean, Bart Hall shows in January.
What, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so we're going to offer a special lifetime package that's going to include a couple goodies from our friends at AFCO.
Wow.
And still working on the details for that, but it's going to be great. All for that $1,000 right now. So we're going to try and give you at least half your value back in perks and all that at the show. So more to come on that.
And there's a lot of people are supporting CCA by being a lifetime member. I'm a lifetime member. I know there's a lot of people out there that are lifetime members. But like Chris says, wait till the show season and you'll get some. If you want, you can join right now as a life member. But you want
I'll take your money today if you want
special incentives.
Get a little extra hookup.
But that way you get right into the. If you're a life member, you get into the Star Tournament. You're automatically in.
With
the $40 entry into the Star Tournament.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about membership. You're in for life. You're part of the cool club.
Yeah, for sure.
And also that includes your local chapter banquets, too. Based on whatever chapter you're assigned in San Diego, for example, if you're a lifetime member in San Diego, you'll actually get, as long as you are RSVP, you'll get free entry into that banquet. So it comes with yearly perks as well.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's a big deal because those banquets are fun.
Yeah. It's always a party.
There it is. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including the catch report. Find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast, and they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Catine, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.